My name is JJ Jones, and I work for the Center for Food Integrity. And on the team, I serve as our director of development, but also work with various members and partners in developing ways and models for them to apply the Center for Food Integrity's annual consumer trust research into their everyday communication and outreach efforts.
JJ, every year your consumer trust research highlights different feelings and attitudes consumers have towards agriculture, and celebrating Earth Day this week kind of puts two and two together. What are some of those findings, and what consumers really do feel about how farmers are protecting the environment?
Exactly. So one of the things we have begun asking consumers in our annual research is how well they feel farmers are doing in protecting the environment, as well as other topics like animal well-being or worker health and safety, those types of factors as well. And while it does show that there are a significant number of consumers who feel strongly that farmers and ranchers are being good stewards of their natural resources, there's still a significant portion of consumers that have questions or maybe are a little ambivalent and still could use some more information before they determine whether or not they feel farmers and ranchers are being good stewards of the land and being good stewards of the environment. And so from our perspective, that creates an opportunity for farmers and ranchers to continue to have those meaningful conversations, whether it be their neighbors in town or someone across the country via social media or other outlets, to continue to share their story and the values that they have about protecting the natural resources and how they're looking out for our societal best interest with some of their practices and processes on the farm.
Another portion of the survey highlights large versus small farms and how consumers feel about those differences. What are some of those results from the last year, maybe how that's changed over the years?
Yes, so over the years, we've seen a trend with a big is bad bias. And this isn't only true for the farm and ranch, but also for other organizations within the food system, whether they're a food processor, an ingredient supplier, a retailer, a restaurant location. And the premise is that consumers have a feeling that the larger an organization or entity is, the more likely that entity is to put its interest or profit ahead of their customers' or society's interest. And so as we think about the environmental impact, we do see that big is bad bias coming into play with the size of a farm operation. And so when we ask consumers, did they feel that a large farm was more likely to put its interest ahead of consumers' interest, over half of consumers strongly agreed with that statement or indicated, yes, they felt a large farm would put its interest ahead of public interest versus a small farm. And so, again, it provides that opportunity where no matter what the farm size is, small or large, but especially the weight might be on those larger operations' shoulders to continue to share their values and demonstrate the practices that they are utilizing to ensure that, yes, they're still a sustainable farm and making money, but at the same time, they're also sustainable from an environmental standpoint, from a value standpoint, and a scientific standpoint.
Along those lines, some of the practices that farmers do today to protect the environment, consumers might not be aware of or aware of their benefits. How does that play into this conversation?
Great question. So as we've all talked about, more and more consumers are further removed from the farm than in previous generations, just because they don't have family or close friends on the farm. And so especially as today's farmers utilize various practices and technologies and innovations, consumers may be less familiar with those practices. And so it provides that opportunity for farmers to engage in meaningful conversations and help consumers better understand why certain practices are good for the environment or good for animals and ultimately good for us as consumers when it comes to things like food safety or impacts of foods on our diet and health. And so again, it's keeping in mind as farmers and ranchers that because consumers are further removed from the farm, they are going to have more questions about some of those practices and processes that we use on the farm when it comes to environmental impact, simply because they aren't connected on a day-to-day basis with farmers like they maybe were 50 or 60 years ago.
JJ, you know, looking at Earth Day this weekend, a lot of emphasis on all different types of ways that we're protecting the environment. Any last words or thoughts to wrap us up with when you look at a time for a conversation like now?
So as we enter these conversations, and as you mentioned, with Earth Day coming up on Saturday, it provides an opportunity to engage in some meaningful conversations with consumers. And what we would propose from the Center for Food Integrity is that individuals really think about how they're engaging with their own values first. What our research continues to find is that really when consumers are looking to who they want to trust, whether it be an individual farmer or a rancher or an organization that they're going to trust, they're looking to see, does that organization or does that individual share my values? And so as we talk about Earth Day, of course, it's the values of being good stewards of our natural resources, of having minimal impact on the environment as we're producing food, fiber, and fuel. So we would encourage individuals, whether they're having those face-to-face conversations or visiting with media outlets or participating in social media conversations, to lead with your values first. And then that's how you can garner permission to begin to share some scientific fact or economic fact about how some of the practices and processes we use on the farm and ranch are ensuring that we have environmental sustainability as well as tip-top animal well-being and food safety and a variety of other areas that, of course, all of us think about on a daily basis, but sometimes we just don't share our perspective with a values-based communication model first, and that's really how we can engage in those meaningful conversations is through values-based communication.